Huh? Aren't you going to say something, David?
What?
Don't you think you've sulked long enough?
I'm not sulking. I'm waiting for you to explain why you stood me up last night.
I stood you up because you were bad-tempered and bad-mannered. And I don't have to take that, David.
Oh, all right, darling. I was bad-tempered and bad-mannered. I'm sorry. Look, darling, it's no fun for either of us fighting like this. Can't we just be ourselves? We were having a good time. We were getting a kick out of life.
I know that. And then what happened? All of a sudden, we were at each other's throats.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's not mine either. Look, David, is something worrying you?
No. Not the usual.
What do you mean, the usual?
What do you think's the usual around these parts? Waiting for the balloon to go up, waiting for the briefing call and the tannoy, wondering how you'll make out when the first flak hits, wondering whether you'll get the chop this time or the next time or the one after. That's the usual.
Oh, David, I'm sorry. I should have known. You're waiting for something, aren't you? I can feel it. All of 617 is waiting for it.
Yes, that's right, darling.
Something big?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
I want to tell you, but I can't. But I can tell you this, and I wouldn't tell it to another living soul. I'm scared, eh? I'm scared as I've never been scared before.
Everybody else is scared, too.
Doesn't help much, sweetheart. It's like saying everybody else has got to die when you're waiting for the chopper to come down your own neck.
Don't, David, please.
I'm sorry, Anne, darling. Really, I'm sorry.
Look, David. There's somebody coming home.
Mm-hmm.
He's been out tonight and he's nearly home. You'll come home like that.
To you, Anne?
Yes, David. To me.